Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and mild night across Israel, with temperatures comfortable for an evening stroll in cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is cooler but still pleasant for this time of year. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from the Jerusalem Post, Israel did not engineer the migrant crisis at the Ceuta-Spain-Morocco border, according to Huckabee. He also stated that Hamas has no future in Gaza and warned that renewed U.S. strikes on Iran would be overwhelming. Also, earlier this hour, Israel Hayom reports that the IDF has been instructed assassinations in Gaza require chief of staff's approval. This decision has sparked anger, with some calling it the path to the next massacre. Also this hour, a report from the Times of Israel reveals that the U.S. Treasury Secretary says a deal with Iran to reopen the Hormuz Strait could be sealed by Wednesday. The agreement may grant Tehran unprecedented control over the vital waterway. Separately, Ynet notes that no targeted killings in Gaza will occur without the IDF chief's sign-off. Troops can only strike immediate threats, with planned assassinations needing higher approval. And finally, according to Israel Hayom, forces on the ground have been instructed to limit their operations, aligning with the demands of a new agreement. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, who reports on regional disarmament plans, posted just minutes ago about a new proposal for Gaza. The plan would pay Gazans to hand over their weapons, focusing initially on Kalashnikov rifles. Mark Leibowitz, a regional analyst, posted recently that he is monitoring the situation closely. Maurice Hirsch, an Israeli legal expert, questioned the Palestinian Authority's role in dismantling illegal weapons factories. He challenged why the IDF is involved if the PA's security forces are 70,000 strong. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, Huckabee clarified that Israel did not influence the recent migrant crisis at the Ceuta border. He emphasized that Israel's focus remains on regional security, especially concerning Hamas and Iran. This statement comes amid increasing tensions in the region. Turning to the IDF's new operational guidelines, as reported by Israel Hayom, the military is now required to get chief of staff approval for any assassinations in Gaza. This move aims to reduce unintended escalations, but has raised concerns about the potential for increased violence if the policy is too restrictive. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights the potential reopening of the Hormuz Strait. The U.S. and Iran are negotiating an agreement which could reshape regional maritime control. For civilians, this might affect global oil prices and shipping routes, with broad implications for international trade. Finally, Ynet's report reinforces the IDF's new rules on targeted killings. The emphasis on immediate threats aims to minimize civilian casualties, but may limit military flexibility in Gaza. This development follows recent diplomatic efforts to stabilize the region. Turning to business and markets. First, from Mariv Business, Ireland has decided against using an Israeli system for their new government plane, leading to operational challenges in foggy conditions. Separately, Globes reports that despite an increase in available seats, fares on the Tel Aviv-New York route remain high. This suggests demand continues to outpace supply, affecting travelers between the two cities. And finally, according to CTEK, Tower Semiconductor's AI chip sales have surged, leading to record quarterly profits. The company is on track to reach a $500 million revenue milestone, driven by booming demand in silicon photonics. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.